Next patient was Davis Charlotte. Davis, D-A-V-I-S, Charlotte, C-H. A-R-L-O-T-T-E. Davis, Charlotte, C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E. Date of birth, 7/20/53. Date of visit, 6/10/25. Please make a copy for Chet Anthony Dio. Chet is C-H-E-T. Chet Anthony Dio. Next. Paragraph. Dear Chet, thank you for sending Charlotte Davis for evaluation. Next. His present illness. This is a 71-year-old female who has had a history of shortness of breath, especially when climbing stairs, has been experiencing progressive symptoms over the past 1 to 2 years. The patient states she has not been on any inhalers, and she denies chest pains. She has an occasional cough with minimal sputum production, and she does have a long-standing history of smoking. The most recent chest x-ray was more than 6 months ago. I'm sorry, was a year ago when she had a CT chest in June of 24. It showed minor scarring in the posterior lung basis with atelectasis and no suspicious nodules, period. The patient states she has gained some weight and denies fevers, chills, and night sweats, denies anaphthesis, and has mild reflux. Next, paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of diabetes mellitus, history for hypertension, and history of hyperlipidemia. The patient has atherosclerotic heart disease and osteoarthritis. The the patient had left breast cancer with lumpectomy and radiation therapy. She has also had hyperlipidemia and other surgery includes C-sections time 2 and appendectomy. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked pack per day for 1 to 2 packs per day for 25 years and quit. And drinks alcohol moderately. Works in an office. Next. Family history. Father died of old age. Mother died of lung cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient had fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency dysuria. She has no hay fever, but has hives. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No, she has occasional chest pains. no calf muscle pain, chest palpitations, and no leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising, she has joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures or headaches, and no memory loss. The medalist included anastrozole, 1 milligram, such as metformin, 500 milligrams BID, lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, Crestor, 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This, a moderately overweight elderly white female with alert, no acute distress, no pallosinosis, ictus, peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. His blood pressure is her blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 85, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, weight is 181, saturation 95. HEND are non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Thing is, my throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and no wheezes, crackles on either side. Heart, the heart seems irregular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with possible obstructive lung disease. Number 2 is diabetes mellitus. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4 is rule out pulmonary emboli. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a CBCIG level. And total eosinophil count. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. A CTA of the chest was ordered to evaluate her for pulmonary emboli. And also suggested that she have a polysomnographic study. She will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2+, TIDPRN, and follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Chet Anthony Dio, Chet Anthony Dio.